What concerns does this study address?
Well, the main concern is that currently we're in a facility that does not meet the standards for university arenas that our peer institutions have. We are not compliant with current ADA regulations. We're simply grandfathered in because we haven't done any repairs to the building recently. The fan experience at the Assembly Hall is not what it ought to be. And those are things that we think are addressed in this study.
Things like what? Air conditioning?
Air conditioning is in there. I think a lot of folks in the community will be excited to see that air conditioning is in there. It is actually, though, really a fairly small component of what's being talked about. The seating configuration would be changed. The floor would be dropped several feet. So the controversy you've heard in the past of people sitting behind the student groups, the orange crush on the floor, not being able to see, would be resolved. If you sit up in B or C section and you have to walk down to the lower level to get to a restroom or a concession stand, that would be resolved. Obviously, the seating for folks with disabilities would be greatly improved. Depending on what type of renovation would be chosen, there could be some luxury boxes, which would be an addition that most stadia of our peer institutions have.
Does the plan address all the requirements of the American Disabilities Act?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. That's a very important thing to us. So we're excited to be able to improve the experience for all fans, and certainly especially for those with disabilities.
Has there been discussions among university people about whether these skyboxes are essential to the design component?
It's still a little early to determine that. I think as we identify funding sources, that would become more clear. So, I think at this point we're still pretty open on how to proceed. The important thing to us that came out of this study is that it is feasible to save the Assembly Hall.
Would the modifications in the plan benefit events other than basketball?
Absolutely. Would make it a better experience no matter what you're attending, whether it's a Broadway series, convocation, commencement, basketball game, anything.
So if there were skyboxes in the plan, the public would be able to buy those skyboxes for those kind of events?
I would assume so, but it's way premature to figure out anything like that. I think we're more focused now on the goal of finding funding sources for this, so then we can begin to determine all the options and opportunities.
What kind of dollar totals are we talking about?
In the neighborhood of $65 million. There is one option that's lower, one that's higher, but that's a pretty good average.
Is there a possibility that a new building might still be on the table?
Yeah, it's way too early to rule anything like that out. I mean, obviously, if some donor came forward and said, I'm willing to pay $9 million, whatever, toward this and that. If they say, I'd offer to totally fund a new building, we'd be silly to completely turn down a donor who says, I'm willing to fund a new building but not renovations. But that doesn't mean that we absolutely would go that way at that point. Then we'd obviously have to look at all the pros and cons of either direction. But at this point, we're moving forward with the knowledge that it's feasible to renovate the Assembly Hall.
Who will be involved in looking for funding?
The leaders in that effort will be the Division of Intercollegiate Athletics. They are very good at securing private funding, and we'll count on their expertise and knowledge and contacts to help guide that process.
If funding is found, and that's a pretty significant if, given $65 million is a price tag, what steps would be necessary for the project to proceed after that?
Well, the project, because it's a multi-use facility and a student facility, there obviously would be involvement of student affairs. There would be involvement of the Division of Intercollegiate Athletics. There would be involvement of our facility planning office. Many, many areas of campus will be working together to try to make this dream a reality.